So this is our lab. This is our plaster room.
The process to make prosthetics and braces includes measurements and forms, molds and fittings to match the device to the patient.
Okay, so these we're going to make braces off of. This we're going to make a prosthesis off of. This is an arm.
Mike and Terry Hall's Erie Boulevard office is a mix of medical and rehabilitation office, workshop, and somewhat of a museum. There are wooden legs, a variety of plastic prostheses amid fittings and plaster and advanced plastics. Terry Hall says patient motivation, however, might be the biggest ingredient.
If someone does not want to wear the leg or does not feel comfortable with it, they're not going to succeed very well. If they haven't accepted their amputation. And there's a lot of people that are just like so devastated and they think that it's the end of the world, then they're probably not going to do well. And we've had a lot of patients like that.
Husband Mike Hall basically grew up in the business and says they never just give someone the prosthesis and go. There's extensive therapy, adjustments, and communication with doctors for clear patient goals. And Mike can't imagine such rewards in any other job.
When you can wheel somebody in a wheelchair and give them something that you've made or crafted and they stand up and walk out, you can't match that in many other professions that I know of.
Mike and Terry Hall have been followed into the profession by son Jeremy. He too enjoys the life-changing possibilities.
I delivered a left leg to somebody who I'd done a right leg for a year ago, and it was the first they'd gotten up and walked in a year and a half or so. That's really good.
They don't, as you might imagine, see a lot of military patients. Instead, Mike Hall says bad health, obesity, and diabetes are increasing amputations and foot and other mobility problems in patients. Wednesday on Morning Edition, we'll examine advances in the field of prosthetics that allow Mike, Terry, and Jeremy Hall to help patients overcome losing limbs and do just about anything.